First, I would just like to outline the fact that equipment, material, tools are in one way totally uninteresting to what I do, because the end result, it can be the process or the recording for that matter, is what counts, the experience. So I can make music or art from anything in the best of Kurzschwitter's tradition. I can pick up trash from the street or blah, blah, blah. And now I've made my own small parodies of the laptop, small wood boxes with cheap contact microphones and everything I found around in the street and some memorabilia and stuff like that. So it's like an instrument that might be costing something like 20 euros to make. But that's only for this one project. At home I have a G4 Macintosh that I use for music. I only use it for editing, but I use it for, of course, for websites and blah blah blah. And that is an expensive machine, but that was a one in a lifetime chance that we got, that I could afford this this one machine. So I'm really taking good care of it. Even though my children try to destroy it all the time. But when it comes to stuff I've done with others, when we play together, and all the years that I have had absolutely no money and lived on macaroni and cheese for 3-4 years in an end, then my friends kind of saw that I chose this, because in Norway you have the option of going to the government and say, hey, I'm a good for nothing shit and I don't do anything, please give me money, and you will get a lot of money. But I've never gotten anything from the unemployment office or anything from the social security system. And different friends of mine have been seeing this all the time. So and these are friends that are more into like regular rock bands, so they have a little money for equipment and stuff. So when they have some equipment they couldn't use or didn't bother to use anymore, like effect pedals or something like this, they knew that I was collecting everything. And so I'm very like thankful to this idea, which also goes with the idea of exchange, because what is the use of having the rehearsing studio full of equipment you don't use? I mean, that's dead material, and that's something of the worst, I think, from the Western capitalist thing. There is a lot of stuff that we could send around to different places in the world, not only weird electronic equipment, but in Norway you have 16 million pairs of shoes that nobody uses, you know, and in Romania they freeze on their feet. So it's a kind of going back to the mathematical philosophy of how we do it in the future. With the band that I've been playing quite a lot with, there is a totally 100% communist principle that when we play a concert, we take out a little money each for like living, and then we always take a small amount of the payment and we use it for instruments. So like my drums in the Origami Arctica, which is like a more pop folk band that I'm playing in, the drums are paid by the band, and the microphones are paid by the band, and the only thing you have to pay yourself is drumsticks and guitar strings, you know, which makes the singer happy because he always has his voice, you know. So he comes cheap, so he has to buy us all the beer because we use the money to buy, you know. So it works. And I think that the idea of if you should put this is in the friendly surrounding, but if you should put this into a more not ideological thing, because I hate this idea of ideology, because that means killing the individual in a way, but in a more philosophical way and a practical way, how do we do it in the future? I think that this thing of pooling, that you have centers where you can, for instance, artists can go and rent equipment for cheap, is a good idea. Because like in Norway now, the different cultural organizations, they give a lot of money to different theater groups, different musical groups. So every theater group has their own video projector, and this is, for the first of all, it's mass consumption. It's not environmentally friendly, because you have to produce 10 Macintoshes when you only needed one, and all this stuff. And I think for the future, with how we have to take care of this planet, you have to think, how can we get maximum use out of any kind of object or machine or computer or whatever. And I've seen actually practical solutions on this, both in Italy and in Slovenia and Poland, because there has been little money even in Italy. So the government, instead of giving you and you and you and you this portion of money to buy almost good equipment, they put all the money into an organization. They employ people who are sitting there. And like in Slovenia, it was like an old man who was like a wizard. We could go there and ask for an amplifier and blah, 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 and have a drink with him. And it also becomes a social institution, because when I was there, by chance at this place in Slovenia, I met three other people that I'm still in contact with at this place, because there was also a little like a cultural cafe. So you went there and what do you want and blah, blah, blah. And when people say, yeah, but how can you fund this? And I say the expenses of keeping the equipment is just the same if it's a lot of people using it or just a few people using it. Because, of course, you will have less wariness. You will use the equipment more nice, and you don't move it around if it's only your own. So when you share it, it's easily, more easily broken, you know, because the transport and blah, blah, blah. So you lose some money on this, but at the same time, you gain the money of just creating one place where people can go, you know. And I don't think there's any idea. It's like with cars. The car is a good symbol, you know. You have the idea of carpooling, which is perfectly good, because when there is four seats in the car, it's really stupid that four people should drive four cars to the same place. And this is the same simple ideology or idea.